He told me the truth 6 weeks after we met. We were engaged. There hadn't been time for small talk, so we went straight to the real things. I asked him plainly, "Where do I fit? In a life so full, so committed, so claimed." He didn't hesitate. "God comes first, then you, Mary Beth, then my patience, then my country." It was clear. It was absolute. And while I sometimes wrestled with how his time reflected those priorities, I never doubted them. Not once. They were the fire in him. Welcome to Your Way Back. I'm Mary Beth Gonzalez. Today is July 21st, 2026. 11 years ago today, I lost my husband, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. And today I want to tell you about him. Not because grief demands it, though it still visits, but because his story is at its heart a love story. And I think you need to hear it. Nick's story is a love story, but not an easy one, not a quiet one. It is the story of a man who loved so fiercely his God, his wife, his country, and his patients that he gave himself away piece by piece every single day. And I want you to understand something before I go further. Nick was not an easy man to love, not because he was unkind. He was extraordinarily kind, but because the size of his calling left room for little else. He knew it, I knew it, and we chose it together anyway. Nick was a teacher, not the kind who simply shares information, but the kind who feels compelled to tell the truth, even when it cost him. As a healer, he told people something radical, that their bodies were not broken beyond repair, that healing was possible, and that they had a role to play in it. He spoke when it was uncomfortable. He stood when it was unpopular, and he did not back down. God does not always choose the obvious person. Sometimes he chooses the one who is willing. Nick was willing to stand in the fire, willing to fight battles most people would walk away from, willing to carry a calling that demanded everything. And he did it quietly, without arrogance, without needing recognition. He treated patients others had given up on. He carried their hope when they couldn't carry it themselves. My husband's death was sudden, unexplainable. If I hadn't been there on our bathroom floor with him, I never would have believed it. I have sat with that for 11 years now, and the questions don't disappear. If anything, they go deeper. A man that healthy, that capable, that needed, that committed to something larger than himself, and then gone. I'm not going to tell you I have answers, because I don't. What I can tell you is this. I have learned to live inside the question, to trust that purpose doesn't end just because we can no longer see it. And that has been my Your Way Back. Not answers. Trust. Nick's practice was never just a practice. It was his ministry. And to so many people who found him, he didn't just treat them. He gave them back their lives. So if you're listening to this podcast, There's a good chance you know that feeling. The moment you found someone who refused to give up on you, who looked at your situation when everyone else had turned away and saw possibility. That is a rare kind of light, the kind that doesn't flinch. And Nick carried it every day. He gave it away freely. And now, 11 years later, it belongs to us. Nick wasn't finished. He knew what it meant to be dismissed, misunderstood, fought, and still he did not back down. This podcast exists in part because of that. Because I watched a man refuse to stop in the face of everything, and I realized I had no good excuse to stop either. It's not just about remembering him. It's about answering him. Because whether we realize it or not, he is still asking something of us. His work needs to live on. Not for his sake, but for every person who is still searching, still afraid, still in need of someone who will not give up on them. That is why we are here. I have my regrets. Of course I do. 11 years doesn't make them disappear. There are things I would do differently, things I wished I'd said. Moments I didn't fully understand until they were already gone. But I've already learned that regret is also an invitation, not to punish yourself, but to be seen, to be honest, to let others stand with you where you cannot stand alone. And from here, even after 11 years, I'm still finding grace in the places where I thought there was only grief, and that is its own kind of medicine. Nick understood light, not as a concept, not as a metaphor, as a living thing. He believed the body could be restored by removing what darkened it, the toxins, the fear, the resignation, and replacing it with something vital, something real. That was his medicine, light in practice. And it wasn't only in his clinic. People who met him, even briefly, remarked upon it. There was something in his presence that made the weight lift. Not because he minimized what you were facing, but because he refused to be defeated by it. I saw it every day. I see it still in every person his work touched, in every life that turned around, because he believed it could. Nick gave his life to his patients. He was my best friend, my hero, the man who showed me what it looks like to love something more than yourself. He healed so many people. He healed me. And years later, I am still learning from him, being shaped by him, still grateful every single day. His work is not finished, not here, not in us, not anywhere. And if you found your way to this podcast through his work, through someone he healed, through a book, a story, a moment when everything changed, it reached you for a reason. You know what it feels like to encounter someone who refused to give up on you. And that is not a small thing. That is a gift. And gifts are meant to be given away. So carry it into your home, into your family, into the people who are still afraid, still searching, still in need of someone who will not give up on them. Be that person for someone. That is how his light stays on. That is how his work goes on. That is how we honor him, not just today, but every day we choose to shine. Thank you for being here for this one. It means more than I can say. If this episode moved you, please share it with someone who needs it. Leave a review. It helps more people find their way back. And I'll see you next week. I'm Mary Beth Gonzalez, and this is Your Way Back.